Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is the second daf in volume 2 of the Mishneh Berurah. We're on daf Beis, Omud Beis. We began discussing the halachos of Nesias Kapayim of Duchening yesterday, and we begin today. We have one Mishneh Berurah to catch up on from yesterday. It's on this daf. That's Sivkot and Yud. And there we had spoken about that if the Kohen was asked to go up and wash his hands, then he has the obligation to go and duchen because he would be over the assay of Kosev Aruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael if he didn't do so. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Yud writes, Zekoi, this is going on. Gam came b'shohayu b'veis haknesses v'lo kishar m'lo b'chutz. They're talking here about where the person was inside the shul and not that he was outside. Rak the boha mechaber. So what's the chiddush over here of the mechaber? Lahoros to teach us lanu the ain naf gemina b'din. There is no difference in the halacha l'maisa bein tevas kohanim, whether the kohanim are being asked to come to duchen by the chazon or the gabbai saying kohanim. Shikoria Chazan Bechlal Lechola Kohanim. That way, Chazan is inviting all the Kohanim up to Duchen. Oh, Sharmelo Befrat Lalos, or he was individually asked by the Gabbai or someone to go up in Duchen. Oh, B'ma Sharmelo Hashofich Maim Lito Yodav, or the Levi, or whoever it was, told him, please go wash your hands to go up to Duchen. All of these are invitations, which if he doesn't then go up, he's over the assay. The Umirami is Gamkein Al Birchas Kohanim, because all of these allude to the idea of doing the Birchas Kohanim. Kulam bechlal emor lehem, and therefore all of them fit into the category of go and duchen, and over abasei imein awela, and he's over the asei of duchening if he doesn't go up to duchen. Vecholze myri gam kein lefi das amogin avram anal. This all goes according to the das of the mogin avram that we already explained in yesterday's shir. Sha'aka raglo biavoda. That's when he took some steps at the beginning of modim to go up. So now if he doesn't go up, he would be over the asei. But ayin od bebir halacha should be ranu shem od. The bir halacha has a long arichus over here in Dibra Maskel o imramul olalos on this subject, where he states the divri amachaber kolo gam kain the im shamul o beveis haknesses kodim shugam abirkas rusei, that even if he was in shul after they had started with say but they weren't yet done with it, and the haya oz bichotu lako ragel olarotza, he still had time to go and walk up to the duchen if he wished to move his legs, so to say, and he chose not to. In this situation as well, the over Yasei Lukuliyama, he certainly would be over according to everybody, the Yasei of Duchening, and look further in the Bir Halach, Ayin Shemod, B'mashika Savnu, this long Arichos over there. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im Olo Pam Achas Biyom Zeh, if the Kohen already Duchened one time today, Shuv Eina Over Afilu, Amrulo Ale, then he would not be over this Asei of going to Duchen, even if somebody specifically asked him, please go up and Duchen, if he had already Duchened one time during the day. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yudalef explains, Hainu, he is Sramile Tzibur Achrina. We're talking here where he has another shul. He's davening in another minyan now, where he's in another minyan for whatever the reason, and they ask him to go up. He's not over the assay. Why? Vatam, the reason is, Kivin Shepharakiyam Mitzvazu, he already fulfilled the mitzvah duchening biyom zeh on this very day. Therefore, lo chiyatu ator yoseh. The Torah only said you have to do this one time. And once you did it one time, you mekayim the assay. Now you're, as we'll see, allowed to do it more than one time, but if you choose not to, you're not over an assay the next time that you do not do that mitzvah that very day. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, Mikol Mokom, Im Ola Pam Sheinis, if the person chooses to go up there a second time, he is allowed to. And Sarich Lavarech, Mitchila HaBracha, Asher Kishonim Mitkushas Shal Aron Vitzivonu. He would have to make the bracha again a second time. Because the Alkol Ponim Osa Mitzvah, because he in fact is doing a mitzvah, and it could even be in the same shul. As we'll see in one of the Dirshu footnotes in a moment, it says even if he duchen by Shachris, if he wishes to, he doesn't have to duchen by Musaf, but even in the same shul, in the same minyan, he certainly is allowed to, and certainly is allowed to make the bracha. Now, let's look at some of the Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down, this is what I just mentioned. Even if you're in the same shul, and you duchen by Shachris, you're allowed to. The Shaar HaTzion later on brings down she'ein olav chiyuv min haTorah liso kap of sheinis. While you don't have an obligation to do so again, you certainly are allowed to. But again, you do not have a chiyuv to do so. The Dirshu footnote 16 continues, and he brings down what happens if the shliach tzibur had to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So we've already had this discussion before. He brings down from Mishilus Tshuvas Har Tzvi, from Tzvi Pesach Frank. He also brings down from the same idea from the Ktsos HaShulchan, Shelo Yisu HaKawim Shuv Eskapeim. The second time that the Chazim repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, if they already duchened in the first time, even though the first time they weren't Yotzei, since they'd already duchened, they don't duchen again. And the Ktsos HaShulchan adds, Mikol Mokom, on the second time, the Chazim would say, Elokein Avokei Avoseinu, albeit they wouldn't duchen. He would just read it like we do normally in Chutz La'aretz here, when we don't duchen every day in the Chazaras HaShatz. However, the Eshel Avrami Bachach and Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, they both bring down Kishechozer Ashliach Tzibur Tfiloso, when the Chazan does repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, for whatever the reason, since they weren't Yotzei the first time, to Kohanim would Duchen the second time, even though they Duchen the first time. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, in the name of the Levush, that the reason why you don't have Echiv to go and Duchen a second, third, and fourth time, because She'im HaYochayev Lalos B'Kol Pam She'yom Lo, if a Kohen, every time he was asked by somebody to Duchen on the same day, he would have an obligation to go up, Afilu Ev, upon him, even 1,000 times, a Masa Yikayim Mishara Mitzos. When would he have time to do any other Mitzos? The Yamasa Yasa Sharat Srocha. Then when would he do all to take care of his needs? Person's at the Kotel, and he goes from minion to minion to minion to minion. They keep on asking him to go Duchen, he'll spend the whole day there. And when will he take care of his needs? However, the Maimon Mordechai is surprised at this answer because of Shekapoli Biachazal. No, that's not the real answer. The real answer is the Chazal. We have a Kabbalah. Ein Tzorach Levakish Tamlu Devrayim. And we don't have to ask why Chazal set this up. But Chazal said a person doesn't have to duchen more than one time. What happens if there are many shuls in the same city? So the Prima Gadim writes, She'en lekohen shekvar nosu kapov lamo bebeis knesses acher b'shas nesis kapayim shloim yushupogum. If a kohen goes to another shul and he doesn't duchen, so while he doesn't have to, they're all going to think that he's a pogum kohen if he doesn't go up there, so he should step outside or he should go up and duchen. And finally, the issue footnote number 18 brings down from the name of the Maimer Mordechai, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, that they say that the reason why you're allowed to go up a second and third time is it's no different, for example, than the mitzvah of tefillin. Once a person is putting on tefillin by shacharis in the morning, he's yosei the mitzvah. But if for whatever the reason he wants to put on the tefillin again, he has to put on the tefillin again for whatever might be the reason, he certainly is allowed to, and he would have to make another bracha. If Bepam Rishon or Shaul or Yolavado, and furthermore, if the coin was the only coin in the shul the first time he went up to Duchen, and now he's in another shul, and there is a second coin over there, so when he goes up now to Duchen, there would be more than one coin, including himself. So the Ksos HaShulchan writes, Tzorich Lahadir Lalos Pam Nosefes. Then he, Medavka, should look to go up a second time, because there is an opinion that says when he Duchens by himself the first time, he was the only coin in shul, that's not a Chiyav Ben HaTorah, that's only a Chiyav the Rabbanan, as the Mishnah Berurah will say later on in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, and therefore, if he wishes to really fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa and not be over the Aseh on the Daraisa level, he should go up and Duchen the second time when there's more than one other coin present beside himself. Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Kisha Kohanim Einam Rotsim Lalos L'Duchen. If the Kohanim do not wish to go up in Duchen, we'll explain later on that this is because of either illness or for some other valid reason. Otherwise, it's very inappropriate for them just to say they don't want to go up. But when there is a valid reason for them not to go up in Duchen, Einam Tzrichin Lishos Chutzmi Beis HaKnesses Ela B'Shor Shekori Achazen Kohanim. Then they should leave the shul when the Chazen calls out Kohanim, but then they could come right back in, at least theoretically, even though the people are still duchening, the Kohanim that are in the shul are duchening, these Kohanim who left can now come back in, even though they'll be inside the shul during the rest of the duchening. However, the Mechaber says, Avokidei shelo yomim sheim pagumim. However, in order to prevent people from saying, oh, he's sitting in the shul and he's a Kohen, he must not be a kosher Kohen, Nagu shelo likonis lebeis haknesses ad sheyigmaru birchas Kohanim. The meaning has come about, the Mechaber says, that the Kohanim do not return to the shul until after the duchening is done. This way they won't be casting any aspersions on their lineage or on whether they are a kosher Kohen or not. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis writes, Kishak Kohanim einam rotzim, if the Kohanim do not wish to go in duchen, Kigon, why would be a reason that a Kohen wouldn't want to go up in duchen? So he says, Shu cholosh uchidome, he is not feeling well, or something similar to that. And this is brought down in the name of the Rosh, in the name of the Yerushalmi. Ba'ayin in the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekasa b'shem Mordechai, shayot tzorech lotzeis kodim shemaschilin ritzei, that when you walk out, you should walk out before the chasen starts ritzei. Why? Ba'atam, the reason for this, brought down by the Magen Avraham, Kidei Shelo Yomru Shein Pagumim Kishelo Yakru Biritzei. Because even if they don't move their feet, technically they're not over the assay, but everybody's going to wonder, hey, I thought that guy was a Kohen. It must be that he's not really a Kohen. He's a Halal. He's a blemished Kohen of some sort. Furthermore, Vigam Shalavim Yotzkim Hayotzkim Mayim Lo Yavo V'yomru Lohem Lalos. He brings down the name of the Eliyaraba that a Levi is not going to realize he doesn't want to go up in Duchen, he's too weak or whatever the reason is, and the Levi is going to come over and say, hey, let me wash your hands, and then he would be over the Assay as well. Because the Poskim further say, Dapsulim Lalos L'Duchen, if somebody is not eligible to go up, he's a Kohen, but he's possible to go up to the Duchen, Afilu Psulim Durabonon, and even if this Psul is only a Psul Durabonon, they don't have to leave the room because the kishah chazan kori kohanim. Because when the chazan said kohanim, please come up, and kavanoso al psulim, he wasn't intending them. So therefore, they're not over the assay if they don't go up when they're called. However, V'eskimu od. However, everybody agrees, and the Sharet Zion brings this down in the name of the Olas Tomid and the Mogin Avraham, as well as the Elia Rabba, who writes this, the Bach holds like this as well, so too does Chidusha Rebekivik Eger, Da'afilu Amamu Lo Beperish Alei, that even if they specifically asked him to go up, this Pasul HaKohen, or, oh, Kishein Beves HaKnesses Rak Psulim, there only are Pasul HaKohen in the Shul, and in this situation, the Bevadei Kavanas HaShliach Tzibur Shekori Kohanim, Hu Aleihin, and certainly then when they called out Kohanim, they didn't have anybody else in mind other than these Pasul HaKohanim, nevertheless, Afilu Hochi, they don't over in Asay. They don't have to go up, and in fact, they're not over in Asay when they don't go up. Why? They're not going up because they don't want to. The rabbi said they can't. They said they're possible to go up, and therefore, the reason that they're not going up is because they're following what the rabbi said. The rabbis have the power to say to somebody who is allowed to go up on a Daraisa level, Shevi al Tase, do not go up on a Darabanan level. When we call Makom, however, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, the Ein Beveis HaKnesses Kohanim Acherim, if there are no other Kohanim in the Shul, Rak Elu HaPsulim LeRabbanan, only these Kohanim who are possible to Rabbanan to go up there. So then, he brings down in the name of the Elio Rabba, Mitzadei the Elio Rabba, Sheyetzu Lachutz Kodem Ritzei, that they should really leave before the Ritzei is started. V'chein Mashma Miagos Rabbi Kiv Eger, and this is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Kiv Eger, Ayin Shom look over there as well. And the reason behind this is because, again, people aren't going to know, and they're going to think that they're a pogum, and therefore, why take the risk that people will make that mistake? The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMasel, Inam Rotzim Lalos L'Duchin, quotes himself in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, Shekosavnu Kigom Mitnei Chulsha, because they're weak, that's why they didn't go up, and he adds, the Ilav Hachi, if it wasn't for the fact that they were weak, certainly, under no circumstances should a Kohen who is physically capable of going up and has no spiritual or halachic reason why he can't go up, he certainly should go up in Duchen, even though he's Duchen previously already. And in fact, he concludes at the end of this Bir Halacha, the Anshei Nami Allah Idan Rischa, and he will be punished for this, Rachmon Letzlan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, just like a person who's not mechuyev to wear tzitzis, he doesn't have to wear a four-cornered garment, but if he doesn't wear a four-cornered garment, then when Hashem is angry at the Jewish people, the fact that he's not wearing a four-cornered garment is going to be held against him. So to over here, this Kohen, the Ace Rischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, it's going to be held against him that he didn't go up in Duchen, even though he wasn't obligated to. And this is based upon the Chemed Moshe bringing down from the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Nem. Dear Shufut number 19 brings down, Ubishas Ho'aliyah L'Duchen, when the Kohanim do go up to the Duchen, brings down from the Bir Halacha in Dibra Masku Mishi Yeshlo Mum Shabali Mumim Av Shemumim Nikar a Bal Mum, even though his wound is obviously clearly recognizable to everybody, Yitochin Shetov Yoser Sheyetzu Lachutz, even though, for example, he may have only one leg, because everybody sees he has only one leg, it's still better for such a blemished Kohen to leave the shul and not be in the shul when they call him up to Duchen, because Kivin She'ein Kol Olam Yodim Es Hadin, there are people that don't know that maybe a one-legged Kohen isn't allowed to go up in Duchen, Shepsulon Him LeDuchen, V'yom Raleim She'ein Chol Olam, and they'll say, oh, the reason he's not going up is because he's not a Kosher Kohen, not because he has only one leg. Dear Shifut number 20 brings down, if a coin is in shul, and for whatever the reason, he doesn't want to go up in Duchen, he brings down in the name of the Prima Godim, this is a terrible thing, and basically when they have theoretically the power to do so, should beat him up to the point of almost losing his life in order that he should go in Duchen, because it's such an important mitzvah, and it's such a chutzpah on the part of this person that he doesn't go up in Duchen when he physically can. However, if the Kohen, for whatever the reason, did not go up in Duchen, Makin also Makis Mardus. After the fact, Basin can give him Makis Mardus. Before the fact, they should really try to force him, if they physically have the halachic and physical ability to do so, they should force him to go up there. Furthermore, the Kohen Amasar Vliso Kapa Belishum Siba, if the Kohen refuses to go up there without any reason, Vyotzi L'chutz L'fnei Korol Elos, and he leaves the shul, and he does this on a regular basis, that's a terrible thing. So the Shevet Alevi brings down, Imos is Osbikvias, if he does this on a regular basis, Royal Igor Bobin Azifa, you should look at him very, very negatively. You should scowl at him. Avola Konso Mischuyu Sakuna, however, to take away his rights as a Kohen, that Shevet Alevi says, the Chosel, the Garme, me Aliyah Sakohen, to say he no longer can get an Aliyah as a Kohen, and to give his Aliyah to somebody else who's not a Kohen in the Shul, a Yisrael, we don't have the ability to do that nowadays. However, he concludes, it certainly, though, is within the capacity of the Rav in his place to punish him in a way that the Rav sees fit, and b'frat, certainly, l'haktim kohen achil, if kohen zeh, if there are other kohanim, certainly to give the other kohanim who do go up to Duchen the rights of the kahuna that are needed, let's say to give the guy an aliyah as kohen, give it to a different kohen rather than this person who for no reason at all refuses to go in Duchen. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nid Gimel, Ela B'Shoah. We said the kohen only has to leave technically at the time that they call up kohanim, and he could come back during the duchening. Rosh Alomai, the Mishnah Berurah says, we want to tell us, we mela in chol aleim shuv chiyuv afilu kishish konsu achakach uchenel besif beis. So this kohen who left at the proper time before the duchening technically was being called up, and therefore he's not over the assay, the isser over here of not going up when he's called. So when he comes back in, there is no isser over here, even though they still haven't finished the duchening. And he has no obligation to go back up when he returns. Sivkot Yudalad, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shein Pagumim, because people are going to think that they are apostle of Kohanim when they're really not. Rotzul Omar, what are people going to say? They're going to say, B'nei Gerusha, B'nei Chalutza. They're going to say that they're the children of a Gerusha or of a Chalutza, of a divorced Kohen who married a divorced woman, or Kohen who married a woman who had chalitza. This is a part of the Yibum process where if a Rahman al-Islam, a husband, dies without having children, so then his wife falls Yibum to her ex-husband, her dead husband's brother. And that brother can marry her, or that brother has to give her chalitza. So such a woman, midirabbanan, is not allowed to marry a kohen. So people are going to say, the reason why this kohen didn't want to go up in duchen is because he's really a chalal. He's apostle, a kohen. He's the son of a gerusha or the son of a chalitza. The issue footnote number 21 brings down in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen that the reason why this is only a chashash and not a real reality is because he does go up to duchen sometimes, so people will know. However, this is something that the Kohanim have conducted upon themselves in order that there shouldn't be any aspersions cast upon the kahuna. We know that there are many places where we treat the kahuna's legacy, their genealogy, with very great strictness. So to over here, the Kohanim have the minog that they leave the shul if they're not going to go up in duchen, even if technically there's no reason why they had to leave the shul for the entire duchening. We have the custom that they do leave the shul for the entire duchening. And that concludes today's shiur.